Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Here at Bravo HQ, I'm a digital producer, and part of my job is working with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as they write their blogs for BravoTV.com.
You legit get the tea straight from the housewives' mouths.
So to honor this very dramatic season, we decided to reopen their online diaries and reminisce on some of the mega moments.
We're going to break down our favorite Real Housewives of Beverly Hills blogs and sort of analyze exactly what they've said, almost like a Bravo story time.
And we have blogs from everyone. Denise Richards, Teddy Mellencamp Royave, Lisa Rinna, Kyle Richards, Dorit Kemsley, Erica Girardi, and even Lisa Vanderpump. They're all giving us insider details of what they were thinking and feeling during the moments you see on the show.
So first up, we have one from the newly married and new housewife, Denise Richards. It was basically her comment about her husband's member that shocked Bravo fans and even a few of the housewives. So she wrote this blog where she talks a little bit about that moment where she sat down with Lisa and Kyle.
Okay, she started the blog by saying, raise your hand if you sometimes have no filter and have a naughty conversation with the girls. I learned a long time ago you have to be able to laugh at yourself, and hopefully I was able to provide the entertainment for a bit.
What's really funny is that first line, you have to have a naughty conversation with the girls. Yes, but in front of your husband that you're talking about right there?
Yeah, that's a little different. Oh my God, by the way, I was at drinks with a couple and the wife had just been out the night before celebrating her birthday and said, it was like her mommy friends. And that she started pulling out naked photos of her husband.
While he was there?
He wasn't there, but still. Oh. Isn't that, like, I don't know.
That's not okay. You can't do that.
It's weird, right?
It's weird. That's weird. Like, just like, this is what I'm working with, ladies. No. Well, so going back to Denise, what I really appreciate about her this season, and I think a lot of fans are resonating with as well, is she has this, like, I don't give a fuck attitude, and she has this self-awareness that I feel like we don't always see from the ladies on, like, Beverly Hills specifically. I feel like with this franchise, everyone's a little bit more of, you know, about the image and the presentation, and Denise is sort of just the absolute opposite of all that. So I really appreciate that we're kind of getting almost like a viewer who's like actually participating in the show.
Totally. So in that same conversation with Denise Richards and the other girls, a lot of, you know, Kyle and Lisa were there, but Lisa Rinna wasn't. So we didn't get her thoughts in the moment, but she sent in a blog that week that was pretty epic.
I have to say the titling of this blog came from one Megan Segura here.
And it's pretty amazing.
And it's pretty fantastic. So why don't you read the title and I'll read the blog.
Lisa Rinna's huge revelation after this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And what Lisa wrote was, what I learned this episode is that Aaron has a big penis. The end.
Iconic.
I mean, hands down the best blog you've probably ever received.
Oh, hands down.
That we've ever published on the website. Come on.
Come on.
I also have to say about Aaron's penis. So there was a couple weeks ago, it was like National Husband's Day, and a lot of the wives were, you know, posting their husbands on Instagram and whatnot. And Denise shared quite a provocative picture of Aaron, like sleeping in bed. It was like black and white, like the sheet like strategically placed, and there was some bulge action happening. So we got a little preview of this penis we've heard so much about. So that was that. Okay, so the next blog that I wanted to talk about with you was from Erica, and it was earlier on in this season, where she talks about kind of the pressures in the industry. And, you know, Erica mentioned in the after show that she rose to fame a lot later in life. So as much as she's faced these kind of pressures in terms of like body image and what you're supposed to look like, she recognizes that it's been very different for her because she was older. So we heard earlier in the season about Amelia, Lisa Rinna's daughter, talking about going through anorexia and kind of what that experience is like. So Erica actually mentioned in her blog, "I'm so proud of Amelia and the way she has been both brave and now open about her struggles with anorexia. Growing up in a town like Los Angeles and finding herself in the modeling business where image is everything puts enough pressure on adult women, let alone teenage girls." She goes on to say, "Knowing that Amelia has the support of her family means so much, and I'm confident that she will continue to make strides ahead and inspire other young women to be open and honest with their issues about food."
Okay, so in one very memorable moment on the show, the ladies go out to dinner with Lois, and there was all of that political tension. The Kavanaugh hearing was mentioned, and there was, let's just say, a difference of opinion between Lisa Rinna and Camille Grammer. So Teddy wrote a blog that week regarding Camille's reaction. She said, "No matter what side of the political spectrum you fall on, we need to take all people's stories seriously and listen. Dr. Ford was strong and brave in coming forward, especially given the publicity and judgment that would come along with it. As Dorit was trying to say, this isn't about politics, it's about human decency."
I really appreciate that Teddy gave this perspective, because it felt like she did want to chime in more at that dinner, but like didn't want the conversation to spiral even further out of control because there was already so much tension between Camille and Lisa. But she also, you know, goes on later on in that blog to say about, you know, Camille's own struggles deserve to be heard. So she doesn't want to like not take into account what Camille is trying to say, but also the point that victims do need to be heard. So no matter what you think, you have to pay attention when people come forward with those kind of claims. So thank you, Teddy. Well, we have to discuss, obviously, what's gone on between Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle Richards this season. So Lisa has had a really difficult season so far. We've seen that, obviously. Between her personal issues, Puppygate, and a major falling out with Kyle, I feel really bad for everything that she's been going through. What's interesting is this is her only blog so far that she's written this season, so it's important to break it down. So the title of Lisa's blog is "This Was an Emotional Nightmare." So she goes on to say, "This year has been extraordinarily challenging, and I admit I floundered. I didn't cope as I wallowed in the depths of depression, having some good days and many bad." So kind of just the beginning there, she's not really apologizing in perhaps the way that the ladies have wanted her to, but she's definitely admitting that she has been struggling and that she's needed help. And when we spoke to her before the season even started, she had kind of admitted to us that she was going to therapy and she was on antidepressants and she was kind of going through the steps of grief and trying to deal with that. So she's obviously talking about it here. So I don't know exactly how much she's talked to these ladies about it, because they've kind of had a falling out. So that's something to think about.
She also said, "Then for me to put my hand to God and swear on my children's life and still have my friend disbelieve me is unacceptable. I assure you, if any of my friends were as vociferous in their statement of innocence, holding up their children's life, guess what? I would believe them."
So she also goes on and actually addresses the whole Puppygate issue as well. That was sort of obviously the triggering event of this whole spiral. So she goes on to say, "Lucy was not a traumatized rescue dog who had a history of biting and was unsuitable for children, as often stated. She started her life in a loving environment provided by our foundation."
Which I think is an interesting detail, that, you know, Lucy wasn't a rescue, that who knows what happened in her past life to make her the way she is. She started out at Vanderpump Dogs.
Right. And I think to Lisa's point here is that she didn't have any weird behavior. There wasn't any red flags of like she shouldn't be around children. So it definitely wasn't something that we knew was going to happen, or Dorit or PK or anyone could have predicted was going to happen. So she says, we are cognizant of the situation that a dog would be placed in. Young children can terrorize a dog. They have to be taught to be tactile, gentle, and patient as the puppy becomes more secure in its new surroundings. So that a little bit is starting to say, well, it's not really the dog's fault. It's a little bit of the environment the dog was placed into.
She also says, frankly, the synopsis is that I've always endeavored to protect Dorit, and I was accused of it once more. But I don't give a damn at this point. As all the women focus on who is to blame for exposing Puppygate, I choose to focus on the excellent work my foundation does on a daily basis.
So that statement there could a little bit come back to bite Lisa in the ass, because one of the biggest arguments about the whole Puppygate situation and the story specifically leaking to Radar was that it did shine a positive light on the foundation and shine a negative light on Dorit.
Mm-hmm.
But she also reiterates here, she tried to protect Dorit by going to TMZ the next day and being like, that's not what happened.
Well, so here's another detail. I rarely comment on the endless nastiness and accusations from castmates. However, anybody who lies and asserts that I was responsible for the filming schedule at Vanderpump Dogs needs to retract that. I was told that they were there for grooming and Instagram pictures. Kyle even forgot to bring her dog. She must have had something else on her mind.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. And you guys, we're just reading very little of this blog. Like, it is long.
It's like 3 pages here.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Well, that's interesting, too, because that basically what she's saying is the setup that Teddy provided, where it was sort of like, bring the dog out and I'll say it looks like Dorit's dog.
And so she's also sort of insinuating that Kyle knew ahead of time.
Right.
Because we've been told this whole time Kyle had no idea going in.
Interesting.
I think that you will like Lisa's closing of this blog.
Oh yeah, this is fantastic. So the very last line, and to my castmates, I will see you next Tuesday.
Oop.
I will say that used to be my closing line during the most Erica Jane moment of the week segment. So maybe she got inspired by me.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. Kyle Richards also explained her side of the argument.
So Kyle's blog was titled, I Never Imagined Losing a Friendship Over This.
She says in the blog, I took the difficult route by saying what I honestly felt the truth was, all the while knowing Lisa V would be angry that I didn't blindly defend her. I wanted to, trust me, but I just could not sit there and say something I didn't believe to be true. Later, she says, I still don't understand why they had such a severe reaction. It didn't have to be like this. We could have sat down as two friends and talked it out, even if we ended up agreeing to disagree. That's what friends do.
She ends the blog saying, "This is no longer about the dog or if Dorit should have just given the dog back to Lisa. This is about friendships and trust or lack thereof." So really by the end of this blog, she kind of gets to the fundamentals of the issue, that it's no longer about the dog. It's no longer about Puppygate. It's no longer about sort of Radar Online. It's all of that combined into the idea of, do they trust Lisa? And what Kyle's pretty much saying is, no, I can't anymore. There's been too many red flags. And it's just, at the end of the day, this is someone I can't put any trust in. So that's really where the friendship went south.
So do we think that these two will ever be friends again?
I mean, I hope so. It'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out, how they interact at the reunion. I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I think there's probably a lot more that's going to be revealed before the end of the season.
So at this point in the season, I don't think that the ladies will be blogging much because we have the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show. So there's already been like a lot of interesting information. So I really urge everyone to watch it. It kind of is like a blog come to life because you're just watching the ladies go through the episode and talk about what they were thinking. So Camille Grammer really like dug into why she relates to Brett Kavanaugh and sees herself in him. And then maybe one of the most interesting clips kind of fascinated me. Dorit and Erica reveal something that had never been told before about Puppygate. And that is that John Sessa was trying to get Dorit to adopt another dog. This was because, you know, she had a dog before, Lucy Apple Juice, that didn't work out. And so when she came back, he was like, "You should get another dog." And she was like, "I don't know." And he said, "Come on, it'll be like the next Jiggy. He's not going to be around forever."
How dare you speak of Jiggy like that?
Isn't that gross, though?
I mean, definitely. I've had theories this whole season that his involvement, perhaps, in Puppygate is much larger than we really know. So that could be some further evidence for my case.
Yeah. Tweet us your thoughts on their friendship and what you'll hope to see at the reunion. And send your thoughts to @MegSegura.
And @EricJMack. We'll read some of our favorite tweets on our regularly scheduled episode of The Daily Dish this Thursday, so make sure you're subscribed.
And see if your comment makes the cut. So, Eric, you used to live in LA.
That I did.
When you lived there, did you ever dream of working at Sir?
Every day. I just want to be friends with Lisa Vanderpump.
Well, now you can. Series Your Story Universe is a new storytelling mobile app from NBC Universal. It features stories like Saved by the Bell, Bridesmaids, Law and Order, but now they're adding Vanderpump Rules to their stories.
So in the game, Lisa Vanderpump asks you to become a server after rescuing her beloved dog, Puffy. You can customize your avatar and you'll be on your way to reliving classic moments from the show.
You can also create new storylines as you interact with Jax Taylor, Brittany Cartwright, Tom Sandoval, Ariana Maddox, Lala Kent, Sheena Shea, Katie Maloney Schwartz, Tom Schwartz, James Kennedy, Stassi Schroeder, and Kristen Doty.
And the ads for the game are absolutely hilarious. You guys can check them out on BravoTV.com.
Download Series Your Story Universe from your iOS or Android app store today. Remember, you're the one who's really making the rules. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9. And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long, not just Thursdays. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at BravoTV.
Don't forget to use the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack, E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out. You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
TTYL.
Bye.
Bye. Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy.
Miss me, kiss me one more time. In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.